There are three airports in the U.S. and might be called the most unlucky airports in the country. That's because they must often shut down for periods of time, which they say costs them $1 million a year. With Azar and World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Blame it on our president's love of golf. News outlets report that President Trump has played golf 1 out of every 10 days since he's been in office. Hey, I don't begrudge him that, but there's some repercussions. Because when the president lands at an airport, those airports become no-fly zones for a long period of time, which means the airports lose money, revenue from other incoming flights, and airport concessions. As of a few weeks ago, the president had spent 80 days at two of his resorts in the U.S. in the last year. There's Mar-a-Lago Resort, served by the Palm Beach Airport, and the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Two airports serve that area. Those airports have asked Congress to give them $3.5 million in compensation. And at last check, that's in an upcoming appropriations bill in Congress. You'll find travel information and more by visiting the radio show's website, rmworldtravel.com.